The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. There is so much information available to us right at our fingertips. It can be a bit overwhelming sometimes, especially when we're looking for health information. Joining us right now is the co-author of a new book, and what a perfect person to address this, because not only is he a Johns Hopkins-trained cardiologist, he also works for Google. And his book is called Searching for Health. Dr. Kapil Parakh is with us right now. Doctor, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
This is such an important book right now, isn't it?
You know, so when we started on this 4 years ago, we had no idea that the world would be in the state it is in now. And so it does feel like a very timely effort, and hopefully it'll come in handy for many people and, you know, in the situation of looking for health information.
I mean, everybody's looking for health information, especially as it relates to COVID-19. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there. What's your advice to people that are looking for information about the vaccine, about the virus?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I say there's two things to consider. One is, when you're looking online, try to focus on the facts and not the emotion. I think what ends up happening is we find sites that are that essentially target you more, that captivate your interest essentially because they connect with you at an emotional level, and then you start buying into the information there, which may or may not be factual. And so, you know, credible and scientific sources such as the CDC or institutions like that, I think, are much more reliable. But the second piece of advice is don't act on information that you find out online alone. Talk with your physician. You know, really, doctors know you personally as their patients, and then they've had a lot of training to help make sense of that information. And I understand that there's a limited time in the visits. I see that in my own patients. And so what we try and do is provide practical tools in the book to help you organize your visit more effectively so that you can make time to talk with your doctor. So if you can help them with the data collection and other parts of the visit, then they can have more time to discuss whatever's on your agenda. And we talk through the tools to get to that point.
That's a great point, because I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody. You've got all these questions. You keep thinking, well, next time I see the doctor, I'm going to ask about this. And
right,
it feels like a whirlwind from the time that you get there to the time that you leave, and you get back to your car and say, wait a minute, I forgot to ask all those questions that I had. Being organized really helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's a critical thing. You know, unfortunately, the way medicine is evolved, we don't have a lot of time with our patients. And so we have our own agendas of things that we need to get through. And so if you come in a little bit organized, you have your questions ready, you have your information organized in terms of these are the things that medications I'm on, et cetera. So that makes the doctor's job a little bit easier in terms of collecting that information. But then you then create a little bit more space and you can pull out your questions and address them more effectively. So, what's been remarkable is we've had a few copies of the book out early just for reviews and such. And even in that small time, we found people who've reported back like how useful it was to have, you know, this context and to be organized ahead of a visit and things like that. So it's been really rewarding to hear, you know, feedback like that.
The book is called Searching for Health, The Smart Way to Find Information Online and Put It to Use. Doctor, what are some of the mistakes that a lot of people make when starting to investigate a medical question? Maybe it's just a condition that they're starting to develop, or they're looking for a diagnosis. What are some of the mistakes that people make when they go online?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something that's called medical student disease, which is essentially most medical students, when they go through medical school, read about all these horrible conditions and they get convinced that they have a fatal illness. And then, you know, eventually they go see a doctor and realize that that's not the case. And now, because of the internet, many of us are in this situation where we read about something esoteric and we get alarmed. One of the tips we give is just write down your symptoms before you go online. And if you haven't written it down, then it's hard to then make the case that, oh, I might have had that pain that this thing is talking about or that kind of rash. And so that keeps you a little bit honest and helps avoid, you know, that common challenge of, like, convincing yourself that you have something crazy.
Are doctors generally glad that there's so much information out there for their patients, or do they just wish their patients would stay off the internet when it comes to health and medicine?
That's a great question. It's, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, because what it is the way I think of it is somebody who comes into the office having searched a lot online, it's a sign that they're engaged in their health, that they're interested in their health. And that's a good thing. It's a matter of taking that and channeling it in a way that's actually helpful to them and in a collaborative way. And I think that's a two-way street. On the one hand, physicians can be more receptive and help direct patients in a way that's useful. But I also think that as patients, you know, it can be useful if you come in with understanding kind of what the doctor's perspective is and having, you know, some tools like we talked about, so that you can be collaborative with them to help come to better decisions, rather than, you know, this almost combative situation where you're sort of talking against one another.
Yeah. You know how much skepticism there is out there when it comes to the coronavirus, whether it's people that are questioning the severity of the virus or questioning the safety of the vaccine. What are you doing to combat that kind of skepticism for people that are looking for medical advice, whether it's for COVID or anything else, really?
Yeah, and you know, misinformation has certainly been magnified by COVID, but it's been around for a long time. And I think it's really in my practice, I still see patients. It's a one-on-one discussion of, like, I understand the patients, I understand where they're coming from, and when they bring misinformation to me, I try to dig deeper to understand the source and to understand what it is that's driving that underlying sort of concern and then address it. It does take time, though, and unfortunately that's pretty short in most medical visits, but it's a matter of, like, understanding where people are coming from and meeting them there.
The coronavirus was the number two most searched item on Google last year. And you know, you work there, you want to make sure that you get it right for all the users that are searching for information. How do you make sure that people are directed to the right information?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. To be clear, this is a personal effort, so I don't speak for Google. I used to work in search for several years. I now work in a different product. But, you know, many of my colleagues work on this, and this is something they pay a lot of attention to, and they work really hard to create products and services that direct people to reliable information, whether it's partnering with health authorities or experts, or, you know, just there's a whole host of ways to do this. It's an ongoing challenge, and I know many people are working on the problem.
This is a book that's, I think, going to be a benefit for a lot of people that like to know as much as possible about their health. It's called Searching for Health, the Smart Way to Find Information Online, and put it to use by Dr. Kapil Parakh. Dr. Parakh, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate you having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.